If you wonder what we can profitably gain from meditating on the Holy Family, if you wonder just how close can my family possibly come to the Holy Family where the Son is God, the Mother is perfect, and the foster father is called almost uniquely in Scripture a just man, high praise in Holy Scripture. If you wonder, how can we possibly compare ourselves to that Holy Family, then we're going about this feast the wrong way. This feast is about what God does with the human family. In souls that are open to him, what he does with that which is normal, our experience of family life. The Holy Family is extraordinary because the one who lies at the very core of the Holy Family is Christ himself. That's why the Holy Family is so different. It's not because they have particular graces that are denied us. It's because Christ is at the core of the family. Exactly the same must be the case for us. The person of our Lord at the core of the family. Without that, what St. Paul says to us about families seems simply impossible. He says to the Ephesians, submit to each other, husbands and wives, submit to each other. Since when do we regard submission as a positive thing? He says, wives, obey your husbands. Since when did we regard obedience as a positive thing? Particularly in terms of woman being obedient to man, practically heresy in our culture. He says, husbands, sacrifice yourselves for your wives. I'm sorry to husbands here, but you have to lay down your lives for your wife. He talks about forgiving each other the moment a quarrel begins. We look at this and we think, how could we possibly live up to that? And the reason we find it hard is because we are not necessarily thinking of the human family with the person of Christ at its very center. Think of your own family. The home that you live in, the very day-to-day nitty-gritty of living, bringing in an income, bringing up your children, either in the present or the memories of that in the past. It is right there in the reality of day-to-day living that our Lord needs to be consciously and deliberately present. Because he wishes to sanctify your home. You see, the church starts from the mind of God. God takes, in the person of Saint Joseph, our Holy Mother Mary, and Jesus as a child, he takes the human experience of the family and he sanctifies it. What you experience in the home, God has been there. God has brought his divine presence into the experience of the family so that your family, consecrated by your presence within it, because you carry our Lord into that family, your presence is capable of transforming your experience of being a family. Too often, I fear, Christian families do not benefit from the fact of being Christian families. Because that fact of being Christian means into that experience of living, we bring the person of Christ. You can't help it because he is bound to you in baptism. Where you go, Christ is present. Does that make a difference? It should do, and it can do. The Feast of the Holy Family should not depress us. There's the perfect family, and here are we, and there's a massive distance between us. How depressing. That's not the Feast of the Holy Family. That's not what this celebration is for. This feast is about saying to be a human family is to be called to aim for something so great as that which was experienced by the human Saint Joseph, the human Our Lady, and the human God, the God-man, Jesus Christ. That love and tenderness that was known by husband and wife, Joseph and Mary, is capable for us. They were human. Because at the core of their family is the person of Christ, that transforms the way they deal with each other. Acknowledging their vocation from God and knowing that he calls them. He knows them through and through and calls them to a covenant of love with each other. As a consequence of that, they consecrate themselves to each other as an act of love towards God. There is the Christian family. It's not just socially helpful. It is personally salvific. It's a saving place. At the Second Vatican Council, the bishops of the church called the family the domestic church. Your home is a church. What an extraordinary way to view the Christian family. It is the church present within one, in one place, under one roof. In that place, Christ is worshipped. And I say this to you. Christianize your family. May seem a strange thing to say. By that I mean, make Christ explicitly present in your families. Pray together. That may not be an easy thing to do. Pray together as husband, wife, and if possible, if your children are still at home, if God has blessed you with children, with your children there too. Bless the name of the Lord God as disciples of our Lord. Pray together. When you sit down to eat, say grace. Bless the name of the Lord God for blessing you with what you eat. In the morning, before you set out for work, pray with your family. Thank the Lord God in an anticipation for the way he will bless you this day. And ask for his grace of Christ himself to take advantage of those blessings as they come. At the end of your day, pray together as a family. I cannot believe that Our Lady and Saint Joseph and our Lord did not do exactly the same. We should not be shy of expressing our faith to those we love most powerfully of all. We should not be afraid of allowing that faith to become an explicit part of our homes. When it is, all these injunctions of St. Paul, practical and demanding as they are, become realistic. To forgive each other. Why? Because you stand together before the Lord God morning and evening to ask for his blessings in the morning, to praise him for his blessings at night and ask his forgiveness for any sin. And that shared love for God binds you closer. It encourages goodwill and the desire to forgive. My brothers and sisters, we talk about the new evangelization, reconverting a country that was once Christian and has forgotten what it was. That begins in the family. It begins in the home. And if you feel a little unprepared for the work of the new evangelization, begin in the family with those you love most tenderly and most dearly. St. Paul says, teach each other. It's not just about parents passing on the faith of the church to children. It's also about parents teaching each other the ways of holiness, the love of God, the honor of Christ himself. To pray to our Holy Mother as Queen of the family, to learn from each other as husband and wife, sharing love for each other and forgiveness, and also striving through each other to deepen not only their love for each other, but also their love for the Lord God. This is how the family becomes the holy family. And we should be ambitious. On this feast of the Holy Family, we shouldn't think to ourselves how great they are and how unholy we are and how depressing that is. We shouldn't feel that. We should feel what we are being given by God on a daily basis allows us to be ambitious enough to want to become as holy as the Holy Family. Your children may not be the Lord God. They may think they are, but they may not be the Lord God. Nevertheless, in baptism, they receive him as you have. In Holy Communion, they are fed on him as you are. And so our Lord invites us tonight on this Feast of the Holy Family. He invites us to be ambitious for those we love, that they become saints. And don't fall into that most terrifying temptation of the devil, which is, don't even bother trying, you're not good enough. Don't fall for that one, because the Lord God has got there first, and he says, truly, you are not good enough, and so I give you myself to purify you, to forgive you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to light the fire of love within you, so that in spite of any unworthiness, you can proceed towards me. Because, says Christ to your families, I love you too dearly to see you disappointed, to see your sights lowered and your horizons narrowed. Instead, I wish to fill you with a hunger for holiness, not only individually but as a family, to take joy in watching the faith take root in not only in your children but in your spouse. The one whom you love and may have loved for many, 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 many years, I desire that you should take joy in watching holiness take root and sprout and grow within the souls of those you love so richly and so dearly. My brothers and sisters, pray to the Holy Family. Husbands, turn to Saint Joseph and ask him to strengthen you to be as vigorous, strong, and virtuous for your family as St. Joseph was in protection of our Lord. Wives, turn to Our Lady, so holy a bride, and ask her to give to you the maternal love for your children, the pure and perfect love for your husband, as Our Lady had for her son and as she had for St. Joseph. And children, you are the most blessed of all. Turn to our Lord. Not only is he your God, he's also your brother. Where you are, he has been. And as you struggle and strive to honor mother and father, Ask our Lord to give to you the love for your mother and for your father that he has towards Our Lady, and as he had towards Saint Joseph, who stood in the place of his eternal divine father. Ask the child who is our God to give to you that same love for those to whom he has entrusted you in this world. My brothers and sisters, be ambitious that your families may become truly holy families. God bless you all.